Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beat, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion over the river Jordan. Let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America, but the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God, judgeth her. The Most High is putting his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government know it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornications and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be all right, that you're going to be floated up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ come back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of him, the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this, the Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, where it says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatham, Walter Water, peaceful Sabbath, bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another live stream of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Ramar Karab. It is October 27th, 2023. 7:13 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well today, this evening, wherever you are at the time that you're watching this broadcast, that you're doing well, that you've had a blessed week. Definitely, so much going on, and, every week almost seems like, sometimes it seems like it can get harder, and sometimes it can seem like it can get easier. So I guess it just depends on which week you're in. As we grow in this walk, we have those easy moments, but then we also have those moments that are very, very difficult. But nonetheless, we are here. I want to give all honor, praise, glory to the Godhead, the Elohim, the Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Father whose name in the Hebrew, Ahaya, His Son in the Hebrew, Yeshaya, who the world calls Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in the Hebrew, which is Ruach. All right. I want to give all praise, honor, and glory for making it to the end of the week so we could be here for this weekly Sabbath, another time to unwind and connect with the heavenly realm, try to, gather some sense of peace and sanity in a world gone mad and insane. Another opportunity for us to come together and have this live stream, our Friday nights, where we do Coming Out of Babylon here. It's always a blessing to be here before you, brothers and sisters, to bring forth what comes in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit once again has delivered. So let me go ahead and get the title for tonight's live stream so you all can have that before we go into some real quick announcements. Tonight's title is Withstanding the Incursion of the Shadim Redux. Withstanding the Incursion of the Shadim Redux, or Redo, or Part 2. So for those of you who were here the last Coming Out of Babylon, we had the Part 1, Withstanding the Incursion of the Shadim. So much more meat left on the bone, so many more things to talk about. So I you know, in the in spirit just came, and, you know, information was just coming and flowing and led us here to our continuation of part two of going into this. So for those of you all who maybe missed part one, it's okay. We'll break down and do a brief overview kind of what we, you know, touched on with part one before we dive into part two this evening. All right. Before we do all that, quick announcements, right? We are, of course, streaming here, live streaming on twitch.tv this evening. Let everyone know out there we are streaming live tonight. twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest is the URL. You can put that into any web browser to browse here and find us. You can also download the Twitch app through your app store for your device. You can search GOCC Southwest, and you can view it through the app through your phone. We also have the Blog Talk up and running, so we're simulcasting through Blog Talk. The guest call-in number, 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. You can call in if you like to listen through your phone. If you have a comment, question, anything you want to add, feel free to call in. Definitely welcoming any callers to call in. Press the number one once you call in, and it will put you in the guest call queue, and I'll check the lines periodically and take the calls as they come in. All right. Our main channel is on YouTube, GOCC Southwest on YouTube. All right, if you're subscribed there, you can turn your notifications on. That way you get all the updates for Friday nights, this ministry, all the things we're doing in the GOCC Southwest region. And also we have our backup channels. All of our backup content you can find through the About section of our YouTube channel on GOCC Southwest. We back up content on Odyssey. I know sometimes I get people who reach out and ask, you know, what happened to the broadcast on Twitch? It's not there, right? It's only here for 7 days, okay? So after 7 days, it's gone off of Twitch. You have to go over to our Odyssey channel. And if you like to continue watching or go through the archives of other past broadcasts, they're all there on Odyssey. So Twitch doesn't keep a archive. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we cannot discuss on YouTube. So we can have some level of a channel on YouTube. We avoid all the dancing around words and content, and we just come here. We've been able to come to Twitch and have freedom of speech. So we definitely have to give a shout out to Twitch for allowing us to come here and use their platform and have freedom of speech. We, you know, it's been working for us, but we had some difficulties initially with some lagging and things like that. But I think Twitch has kind of figured those things out and don't really get those complaints anymore. So I think Twitch is working out pretty well for us for the most part. So hopefully it continues. You know, I'm like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. There's other platforms out there, Rumble and others. I mean, even Odyssey has a live streaming function. But, you know, for you all to have to keep up and we switch over and everybody's trying to figure out where we are and me have to go in and deal with all the different settings and figuring things out, I just like to keep it the same and not have to, deal with all the learning curve of a new platform. But We like to deal with Christ's words, even with dealing with platforms. If you're persecuted on one platform, flee to the next. So, hey, if it were to happen here on Twitch, we have to just go to the next one. We have others that we have ready to go. So, but just want to make sure everybody understands how this works. And I know not everybody comes in at the beginning, probably because they're thinking it's announcements and I don't want to hear all that, but, For those of you out there, hopefully for you, you can share it with others and let them know they have questions. You can explain to them how it works. And we always have new people coming in. I mean, we could have people that are here that came to watch a video game stream on Twitch, because this is a gaming platform. Mostly what you see here are people who are playing video games, and they may happen across this video and find some, you know, something here intriguing and decide they want to see, hey, what's going on, learn more about everything here. So I always have to go through this pre-stream, pre-content, so that we can make sure that it's clear, all right? We also have our GOCC Media channel, GOCC Media on YouTube, the GOCC Media, where we also do our GOCC Fit on Friday nights. We talk about things concerning health, fitness, nutrition. And so kind of what we've been dealing with the past couple of weeks is a combination of what we typically go into on Friday nights, which is more current events, you know, world affairs, Bible prophecy. But I also have been diving into some of the health things also, because I know for people, and I'll be going into that here in a moment, health is really a big thing, right? And so these past couple of times have been a combination of both. But we have GOCC Fit usually once a month, where we go into, we've been dealing with nutrients. So we're on the mineral side of the nutrients. We already dealt with vitamins. The last one we did was on selenium. All right, so we'll be doing our next mineral, should be next Friday night, our next mineral on the list, so we can understand the importance of these minerals, these nutrients, making sure that we're focusing on these things in our diet or our supplementation. All right, you also have other broadcasting going on and videos being uploaded to GOCC Media also. So make sure you subscribe, check out all the content going on over there. Plenty for people to see. Pretty much we're have every single day feel for the church where there's something live happening. And so, you know, shouldn't be too many people looking for something to watch or look at. We have something happening every week. So, right. So let's make sure that we are supporting and locked in and getting this information while we can. So that is pretty much it for this platform. We also have our main church channels on YouTube, A Gathering 144, where you have everything from our Sabbath lessons to our Wednesday broadcast, our preliminary Patreon on Fridays, early Fridays with the elders. You also have the backup channel, GOCC NYC. Make sure you subscribe there. Our church website, gatheringofchrist.org, where we have everything from the Hebrew calendar, Hebrew, the holy days, our resources. I mean, you can also access the Hebrew and Bible Academy information from our church website. So pretty much everything Gathering of Christ Church, you can find there on the website. Gatheringofchrist.org, GOCC Network, our small businesses, our entrepreneurs that are out there, and those who maybe want to join and get their business in the directory. Okay, all that there on the church website. And speaking of the academy, historytimes.org, historytimes.org, for those that would like to find out more or would like to join the Hebrew and Bible Academy. Everything from learning the Hebrew, weekly news, and also, you know, biblical lessons, foundational lessons when it comes to understanding the Bible, and more in depth on a more scholastic college level of learning biblical, all things Bible, you know, history, you name it, and more. All right. So a lot of different things we have going for the church. So, you know, no, nobody should be left famished when it comes to all the different things that we have that people can tune into and soak up. All right. So that pretty much concludes the announcements for this evening, and I'll get the title one more time, and then we're going to go into some preliminary information before we actually deal with tonight's title. So again, the title is Withstanding the Incursion of the Shadim Redux, Withstanding the Incursion of the Shadim Redux. We'll come back to the title. Of course, you know, prophetically right now, one of the biggest things happening that everybody has been paying attention to is the conflict happening in Israel, Palestine, Hamas, all of that. We talked about it on the last Coming Out of Babylon and somewhat talking about that, but more so dealing with Israel. All right, because if a person isn't understanding, or basically if a person is more so in the mainstream thinking of understanding Israel or the secular, you know, modern day Christianity version of Israel, then it can throw off your biblical understanding historically, prophetically. And so, you know, we get this maybe, you know, false reality of what's happening there. Okay. And therefore, we'll do everything to defend the Jewish state of Israel, the Israelis, thinking that that's God's chosen people. And anything that happens against them, we must stand against. And anything that they do that's wrong, we must sweep that under the rug, as if they can do no wrong. So we talked about the last time how Hamas was actually said to be created by Israel as a way to infiltrate and control the Palestinian government. And I think I said last time Yasser Arafat was the Egyptian president. And I had mixed him up with, let me get the Egyptian president up here. Had mixed him up with, let me see, if I can find the Egyptian president, I had mixed him up. But Yasser Arafat is actually was a Palestinian president at the time when Israel was looking to go against the Palestinians. It is said they created Hamas to go against Yasser Arafat, Palestinian government, because we live in a society where they would want us to believe that these governments are on our side or for us, when these governments are actually controlled. All right. I think the president I'm thinking of is Gamal Abdel Nasser, right? He's the one that said that the Jews left black and came back white, right? Gamal Abdel Nasser. That's who I had mixed up, thinking that Yasser Arafat, you know, all those names sound familiar. You can, you know, get them confused sometimes if you're not keeping brushed up on your history. But wanted to show something about Israel, because I think the world is waking up to who Israel really is. Of course, you have some of your Christians that are still somewhat deceived behind basically Zionists, right? We're not saying that all Jews are bad people or Israel is a bad people, but you do have a cabal. So when we talk about that, we're talking about the Zionist cabal. And if you don't understand that there is a Zionist cabal, you can be deceived behind thinking that this is biblical Israel. So this what I wanted to show kind of more so solidifies this fact. And it kind of segues and kind of sets the stage for what we're going to be going into tonight. Let me pull it up for you all here. So we have a video, Israeli and Pfizer created a genetic database. It's the light of sorcery unto the nations. Now, this is deep because I was going to speak also about the Sabbath lesson this past Sabbath, a week ago. The elders did Christ will end the race war. I know the elders went into Lucifer and how he would weaken the nations and how he was using pharmacy, how he would use disease and sickness to weaken the nations. And here we have here, Israel is the light of sorcery unto the nations. And we're going to talk about the book of Jubilees. We talked about Enoch, how the fallen angel started to teach mankind the enchantments and the charms of plants and root cutting. So basically the beginning of pharmakia and sorcery and using medicine or drugs and having mankind believe that this is actually for healing when it's actually for casting spells and curses to bring forth sickness and disease. Right, so I want to going to hear from the horse's mouth here, Benjamin Netanyahu. All right, and we're going to see what's being said here that we can take away going into our information here this evening. Check this out. The volume, right? So he said, he went to Pfizer and said, let us be the standard when it comes to this COVID vaccine because we have a medical database. 98% of their citizens are in a digital medical database. Let's hear that again. So now with this medical database and having everyone's digital records within this medical apparatus that's in Israel, now they can have real-time tracking on statistically as a whole on what this shot is doing to the citizens there in Israel. So if anybody remembers, I think we talked about it on Friday nights. I know the elders probably talked about it too within the different streaming that we've done on the other lessons and whatnot, but how Israel was the first in line pretty much on everything. They had the strictest requirements and mandates when it came to the vaccine during the lockdown and all that, requiring all their citizens to be mandated to get the shots. I mean, it was crazy the stuff that was coming out of Israel during that time. And so now Netanyahu is now validating and confirming this fact. So let's hear this statistical database that they're keeping on real time. They're feeding Pfizer real time data on what these shots are doing to people. And remember, the shots all came from a lot number or a batch number. They had what do you call it, barcodes or specific digital markers, so that each shot was tracked and down to the syringe you knew who was getting what shot, because each solution had a number attached to it. So this wasn't just Israel, but Israel was the forerunner setting the stage on an unprecedented level, being able to do this at a 98% success rate because of that many of their citizens are in this database. So not only were they doing this to do reconnaissance and, tracking, accumulating information on people, what was going on with this vaccine, people that were taking it, but also in the process, a genetic database, being able to now look into people's genetics to determine what genome or your genealogies and what they are. Let's hear what he has to say about that part. He's sure that most people would volunteer to give up their genetics through saliva. But if not, maybe we'll pay them, right? So during the whole campaign, this is why they were paying people to take this vaccine, because they had to incentivize to get people to do what they needed people to do. So the same thing with this genetic database. We need to know what your genetics are, and being that you're in God's holy land, they need to know who's in the land, right? And if you don't want to volunteer, we'll pay you, right? Any way they can get you to give up your genetics so they can know who you are and why, so they can now start to monitor the different ethnicities, races that are in that land. This is a very powerful engine. These are just some of the engines and inventions and devices coming out of the labs of Esau, out of the minds of Esau, okay? These wicked imaginations that Esau is concocting to medically, for whatever their agenda is towards the population, be able to get what they need. We're going to go into some of these things of what they're doing with these particular, procedures, processes, et cetera. Now that we got the information in our database, those that took the vaccine, getting people's genetic code, we're now going to run algorithms on this information. Now, listen, they are bold and they have no, hesitation to just put it all out what they're doing. Now, only to the, initiated, those that are initiated in Christ through his baptism, have received the gift of the Holy Spirit and have discernment, can now read between the lines, understand what this means. Your layman who's listening to this probably is just thinking, oh, this is great. This is a scientific breakthrough, medical breakthrough, a miracle, right? A biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now. Mixing biology with technology, which is what transhumanism. You're mixing what Daniel says in Daniel chapter 2, the iron, which is the technology, the machine, the metal, the circuitry, with the biology, which is the clay, mankind. Stave off Iran and be a light unto the nations. You see how he had to throw that Iran piece in there? Like, what does Iran have to do with any of this? But always this Iran thing is every chance they get, they have to mention Iran. Iran, 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 Iran. Even to where now we're seeing Iran coming out saying that if Israel doesn't stop this thing with Hamas and Palestine, that they're going to have to intervene. But that's another part. We're going to go into that here in a moment. But I don't want people to miss this medical part, this unheard of, unimaginable, groundbreaking database, because big data is part of the beast apparatus. They have to collect the information, but you also have the part that they must merge the iron and the Mary clay. the biotechnological part also. So Israel being a light unto, because, you know, they're using this thing on some biblical spin, Israel to be a light unto the nations. Well, you know what? What light are you talking about? Because Lucifer also is known as the light bearer, Albert Pike. We're going to talk about him in a moment, right? And this goes back to what the elders were speaking about this past Sabbath lesson. Christ will end the race war. It's crazy in the spirit. Like I said, how all this stuff is, how it comes, because don't plan any of it out. You get the information, and it's just all within the information. And sometimes, you know, for me, I hear this stuff real time, the same time y'all are hearing it, because I may listen to this stuff, I may not catch everything, or I may not have time to listen to every single detail. So even right now, I'm hearing some of this stuff like, whoa, I don't even remember hearing this when I first listened to this, some of these things. All right. And then I'm going to show you some different angles on this and how this adds up to prophecy, what's going on right now, and when it comes to this attack on our biology. Let's hear this one more time. Groundbreaking. So it's not a light unto the nations. It's the light of sorcery unto the nations. Now, you may have some people out there that may think, hey, Israel are the good guys. Those are God's chosen people. But does this sound promising? Does this sound good to you, hearing this? Maybe you don't know all the things going on with the vaccine. Some maybe new people listening are those who are not aware of some of these things with the vaccines and what's going on, you know, taking people's genetic code, their genome, and putting it in a database. And see, this is the part where understanding the Bible is very key. The Bible is what allows us to have a sober mind, because when we read the Bible, it says to be watchful and to be sober, to be vigilant and to be sober. So the Bible allows us to see things soberly and not to be drunk on delusion or emotion, okay? So for those who may not be familiar with some of these things biblically, we're going to go into some of them. All right, we're going to go into some more information to show that this is not good at all. You have people that are there in Israel who Gentiles as well as Israelites, those people that are the actual real God's chosen people, are they in the database? 98%, that's pretty much the whole population that's in this database. So what is Israel setting the stage for? To be a light unto the nations. So speaking of Iran, I want to deal with that part too, because that's the more so the sword part, the war part in all this. How many of you all remember when Netanyahu visited the White House? He's visited many times. In 2012, remember whenever he visited with President at the time, Barack Obama, talking about Iran? Let's hear what he has to say about the U.S., Israel, and Iran. He said, for Iran, the U.S. is the great Satan and Israel is the little Satan. Y'all remember this? Let's see what Benjamin Netanyahu's response is to Iran's assertion that America is the great Satan and Israel is the little Satan. For them, we are you, and you are us, meaning we're one and the same. What else? At least on this last point, so he's not discrediting the first point, but he's saying at least on this last point, they're right. The last point being what? We are you and you are us. Basically, America, Israel is an extension of America in the middle, and America is an extension of the Ten Horns. Is an extension of the Roman Empire, the fourth or the last beast spoken of in Daniel. John the Revelator spoke about this beast in Revelations chapter 12 and 13. It just so happens, you know, Revelation 13 also goes into this beast bringing forth this mark. So Israel is now in the position to bring forth this medical and genetic database. So basically, Israel doing a lot of America's dirty work on a wider scale, because you have the Constitution in the United States. So there's a lot of things that they would have as obstacles to be able to do a lot of the things that America would want to do here to get the mark of the beast ready. America is that beast that cometh out of the earth in Revelation 13 that brings forth the mark. But America, by extension, can now allow Israel to do this to its population, to perfect this technology, this biotech, to perfect it, to then allow America, for when the time comes when America has been weakened, which it's being weakened now, money being given to every nation under the sun except for black descendants of slaves. America allowing every nation under the sun to come in as immigrants or refugees, giving all kinds of money to these people coming in, but nothing to the American citizens, to bring America down into this fallen state of a country and society, to where America will eat itself alive to do a lot of their dirty work. To where now when America is so weak, they can now come in and roll over the population and bring in what Israel is now doing with this powerful engine, what they've done, what they're doing with the COVID shot, the genetic the genetic databasing, all of this. Let's hear this again. He didn't deny that America and Israel weren't the little and great Satan. He didn't deny it. But he said, at least on the last, I can agree that what? We are you and you are us. We are together. And Obama is shaking his head, yes. And at the same time, this, because this goes so many layers to this, right? Geopolitics, the military-industrial complex, because then you have to look at the side of the war part in the Middle East with the Arab nations, Iran, Valley of Jehoshaphat, all the biblical prophetic war that's going to happen in that area, but also how America is able to utilize Israel to bring forth the mark of the beast. Okay, so there's a lot to digest within this, to understand all the different inner workings of this, what's being said. Control over our destiny. So it says here, Netanyahu for Iran, you are the great Satan and we are the little. All right. And didn't deny it. Almost pretty much in a roundabout way of words, confirmed and agreed to Iran who they are. Okay. If you read between the lines, most people may not have caught that because they're not as informed to geopolitics, Bible prophecy. But for somebody who's a Christian out there listening to this, does this sound very promising to you that these are God's chosen people with this type of thinking, this type of representation? They're talking about Israel must always have the right to defend itself as a state, as a country, Well, what about the people? What about the people in Israel that are having war waged internally on them from their government for these medical and genetic databases? Do they not have the right for their sovereignty and their defense against such an assault? Bullying mandates to where they would run you out of the country if you're not going to be in this database, if you're not going to participate in COVID measures, shots, testing, masks, all these things that are detrimental to our health, to their health. So this is the sorcery people must understand when it comes to Israel, how they operate in some of the little Satan, extension of America, America extension of Rome. They are operating in a high level of sorcery on the world, created Hamas. And if you're not hip to their sorcery, then you can be a victim. I remember at one point, I believed that they were God's chosen people before I found out who I was and who we were and who we are. So I just want to put that out there for those people that may not know, may not understand. But dealing with this Iran thing, before we come back and jump back to the medical part, dealing with the Iran part here, something that came to my mind in all this too, because Hamas, which is supposedly a military faction of the Palestinians, an extension of the Palestinians, are Muslim. Of course, the Jews are Jewish. Judaism is their religion. So you have Judaism versus Zionist Jews versus Muslims. Now, where have we, and we're talking about now Iran, which are Muslims also, who are now stirred up behind this thing happening with the Palestinians because they're coming to their Muslim brothers' aid in all this. Where have we heard this before? In their own writings, and that's why we like to go to their writings, because they put it all out there of what's to come, what's happening, and we can then line it up with the Bible to understand perfectly, prophetically, what's going on, so we can see the world soberly through sober eyes and not be deceived by all the deceptions and tricks and traps that are out there. Right, I see some people already speaking about Albert Pike. I maybe gave it away a little earlier when I brought him up. But yes, Albert Pike early life and education. He was a general in the Civil War for the Confederate Army, also a 33rd degree Freemason. As you can see, his 33rd degree with the eagle, the double-headed eagle regalia on his garments. Also, controversy as it may be, is said to have started the Ku Klux Klan. But he also wrote a letter of three world wars. This was in the late 1800s, long before any world war. And of course, we've had the First World War and the Second World War. And when you look at the description of both these two wars, it is pretty much verbatim of how they happen. And he laid it out how it would happen before it happened. The Third World War hasn't happened yet, but let's take a look here at what Albert Pike lays the stage for this Third World War and what he says it will be. He says the Third World War, let me blow this up some, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent okay? Somebody working as an agent to bring forth an agenda of the who? Illuminati, the illuminated ones, Lucifer, the light bearer, the illuminated ones, agents of Lucifer. The differences caused by these agents between who? The political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. What's happening right now between in the Middle East, between Israel and the Palestinians? You have the political Zionists on one side, and you have who? You have the Islamic world on the other side, because now you're starting to look up and you're seeing these Muslims protesting worldwide. So they're taking advantage of differences that they are fomenting through agents, Hamas, agents of the Illuminati, created by the Zionists, to stir up the Islamic world. And then you even have people joining in with the protest of the Muslims in the Islamic world. Even our people are taking mostly the side of the Islamic world, which could be possibly, I know Dave Chappelle's come out and said some things that were definitely true, but stating his stance with Palestine, which really in all this, they just need us to take a side. It doesn't really matter. They would probably rather us take the side of Israel, but at the end of the day, as long as we take a side, that's what they need, because they're controlling both sides. As long as we're taking a side, they got us. See, when we're not taking a side, that's when they're in trouble, because now they don't have our energy. They don't have our participation. And if they don't have our energy or participation, where is our energy and participation going to? It's going someplace else from the narrative and the story and the stage that they want us to pay attention to. So what happens with these differences that have been fomented by these agents of the Illuminati? It says here, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionists, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. So when you talk about a population in Israel that's 98% in a database being experimented on, that they have become the world's laboratory for Pfizer, genetic database, that already tells you that government does not care about its people at all. So they're just guinea pigs being experimented on, and those that survive the experimentation then must prepare themselves for the destruction that's coming to that land. And this is the reason why we told people all the time not to go into that land. You will get destroyed. It's in the Bible. It's prophetic. You will get destroyed in that land. Not only did Satan's sons write about this, the Bible confirms it prophetically. For any of the naysayers that think otherwise, to go into that land must be cleansed first. How does stuff be cleansed? Well, either through water or through fire. The Creator told us after the flood, during Noah's time, he would never flood the earth again. And we're told that Christ, when he comes, he's coming to baptize with fire, right? Nuclear warfare. So that land must be cleansed and purged. There are heathens in the land. The Arabs that are in that land, the Palestinians who are Moab, they're not Arabs, but they are Muslim. The Iranians are not Arabs, but they are Muslim. Okay, that's not their land. We talked about this. See, they want us to join a side here when they're in our land. And both of them conspired against us and have been at war against us. And now for us to join a side with either side basically is telling us that we are complicit with our own destruction and joining the people who have been at war against us. I hope you brothers and sisters are seeing this here. It's playing out exactly how they scripted it, exactly how the Bible prophesies it. Okay, so after the experimentation, these people in that land will be destroyed. Your common everyday Israeli or other that have gone into that land. We have some of our people in that land right now as well. They're in that land. When this judgment comes, they will be part of that judgment. But this is how the Third World War must get started. And, of course, you have other things that they're doing in the background. They're weakening the nations. They're weakening America through the demoralization at the same time of fomenting this war between Zionists and Islam. Now, there's some other parts within this that we're going to go into here later. But I wanted to deal with just the war part of this first before we now jump back over to the medical side of this, the biological side of all this and what's happening right now. Because in order to bring this about, there's two things that they must do. Okay. Because Isaiah 14 says, is this the man that weakened the nations? They must make us weak. All right. And so through medicine, they have two objectives. One is to make us sick and weak so that we cannot fight and be strong enough to live. And for those that are able to somehow make it through that onslaught of medical warfare, biological warfare, then there's a control mechanism within the medicine also where, okay, if we can't kill you, those that are left over will be controlled. So it's working on two sides for the medicine, the so-called pharmakia that they're using. Either we're going to make them sick, and then death is at the doors if they're not already dead. And for those that aren't affected to that degree, we're going to control. And even the sick are controlled, but then control even for those that are strong and are able to overcome the pharmakia to some degree. So there's two things, and that's going back to this database, the data they're collecting, the genetics they're collecting, this powerful engine that they've built, that they're setting the stage for. All right, so now coming back to our title, withstanding the incursion of the Shadim Redux, a continuation of our last broadcast, the first part of the withstanding of the incursion of the Shadim. So now let's, real quick, for those that missed the first part, to get the full breakdown on all this, you can go and watch it. I'm just going to do an overview on just stressing some points. So what does withstanding the incursion of the Shadim mean? And where do we get, where does that come from? When you go to the Apocalypse of Baruch, or some may know it as Second Baruch, there are 12 parts or 12 signs that the Most High shows Baruch will happen in the last days. And in the eighth part, a multitude of portents and incursions of the Shadim. So this is where now we see incursions of the Shadim in this particular translation of the Apocalypse of Baruch. So now let's look back to the title. What does withstanding mean? Well, to withstand means to oppose, to fight against, to endure, right? To look to overcome. Christ said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Well, what are we withstanding against? Well, Baruch says the incursions of the Shadim. Well, what is an incursion? An incursion is an invasion. Okay, an invasion. And what is Shadim? Shadim is another word for demon. Standing or overcoming, opposing, enduring an invasion of a multitude of demons, a demonic onslaught, an attack. on mankind. All right. And there's all different kind of ways how demons can attack. You've talked about many. Tonight, as well as the previous broadcast, we are dealing with on the biological level. Okay. These demons manifesting themselves within mankind in a form of sickness and disease. All right, that's the manifestation of the demon. A way to be able to see the attack is disease and sickness. And I want to go to real quick. We'll go to Jubilees next. So let's pull up Jubilees here. And then we're going to go right into the information. Pull Jubilees up. We're going to chapter 15, or actually chapter 10. So after the flood, and you can read all this on your own, there's a lot in here. The giants that were produced from the angels, that the watchers that came down and dealt with women. After the flood, the spirits that were released from those giants that died became evil spirits or demons. Okay. And these demons would lead astray the children of men, would rise up against the children of men, afflict them. Malignant, look to destroy. All that is right here within this, right? And what we, one thing we want to pull out of this, the main thing we want to focus on here, Jubilees chapter 10, verse 10 says, and one of us, he commanded, that we should teach Noah all their medicines. All their medicines. Why would one of the archangels need to teach Noah all of their medicines? For he knew that they would not walk in uprightness nor strive in righteousness. So what we see is that these demons bring forth disease and sickness. So what will we see with this demonic attack, this incursion of the Shadim in the last day? We would see a lot of sickness. A lot of people sick, a lot of death that would come through sickness, right? When you look in prophecy, it talks about plagues, right? The plagues. And 12 says, and we explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases together with their seductions, their sorcery, their pharmakia, how he might heal them with herbs of the earth. So the evil seducing spirit would have you sin, commit sin, to bring forth sickness, destruction, disease. And then what would they bring forth? And further seduction, and enchantments, and sorcery, pharmakia. They would give you alternative to the herbs, through pharmacy, the medicine, here's your drug. It's not going to cure you, but it's going to treat the symptom. Okay, it's not going to heal or cure you, but it's going to treat the symptom. But what Noah was taught was how he might heal them with the herbs of the earth, not the medicines of the pharmacy. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that there aren't medicines that can be utilized out of a pharmacy. That doesn't mean 100%. Nothing in a pharmacy is of use. I'm not saying that. I'm saying as a whole. Just the same way I wouldn't tell you any herb or anything that's growing in the earth you can take for healing. Nobody's going to go out and grab some poison ivy to heal themselves. All right? So got to make that clear because, you know, some people may get that misconstrued. But we see with Noah is healing. Not that the herbs themselves are the all to end all with our healing. There's more that goes into it with the herbs, but they are assisting with the healing. And Noah wrote down all things in a book as we instructed him concerning every kind of medicine. So the first thing we must understand is that medicine, we must look to the earth and the things that are coming out of the earth, natural, with the least amount of processing and synthesizing as possible as our medicine to assist us with healing. Thus, the evil spirits were precluded from hurting the sons of Noah. Okay, so that's one thing I wanted to point out here. And then I wanted to go over to Revelation chapter 9. Because we see the incursion or the invasion of the Shadim, the demons. A angel with the key to the bottomless pit who later in Revelation chapter 9 is referred to as Apollyon or Abaddon. Okay, another name of Satan, who was the chief of spirits, who Jubilees, which we just read, was also referred to as Mastema. So Satan having many names. Because he's the chief of the spirits, he was given the key to the bottomless pit to now unleash these Shadim on the earth in the last days, as was prophesied. He was given power. So no longer is the one-tenth at his disposal. Now he has the full arsenal of demons, the full 100% at his disposal. So when we go into the Strong's here, it says a destroying angel for Abaddon, a destroying angel. We see ruin, destruction, the place of destruction, the name of the angel prince of the infernal regions, the minister of death and the author of havoc, earth. Who does that sound like? Would it not only be this type of angel that would be given power over all the demons? The prince of the air, the prince of the people. So all throughout scripture, when we see the prince in certain aspects, it's talking about Satan. Ruin, destruction. When you go into his name, this is what you see, which are also the attributes of the demons. They are to destroy. Minister of death, the death angel, author of havoc on the earth. Remember, when he was cast out in Revelation 12, it was said, woe unto the earth and the sea and the inhabitants thereof, for the devil cometh down with great wrath, knowing he hath short time. So he was given the key to the bottomless pit to open up hell. When we look at CERN and all these different things where they're going, opening up portals and talking about they're tearing holes into dimensions that they don't know, dark matter and hell and all this stuff. All right, the technology to now gain access. Apollyon, a destroyer, that is Satan. The angel of the bottomless pit, the destroyer. So what we must understand is, with this incursion, there is protection. So not only are we going to identify the things that are happening in our reality, the attacks of this destroyer on our biology and what's going on, so we can be aware and take countermeasures, preventative measures against these things that could bring forth disease, sickness, ill health, but also understand that we also are protected in this and go through the things that we can now have at our disposal to help our healing. So we go to Revelation chapter 9, verse 4, it says, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, talking about the locusts, the demons, the invasion that came out of the bottomless pit. They should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. So we have to then also understand, what does it mean to have the seal of God in our forehead, so we're not hurt by this incursion, the Shadim. How do we get the seal of God in our forehead so we're not hurt? We also see these, with this incursion, is these locusts have stingers like scorpions. Venom, like a snake, has venom, poison. Right? And so while we might not be directly impacted by the scorpion sting or the snake bite or venom, but we can be indirectly affected. And we're going to talk about that also. And that also can come into not having the seal of God in your forehead to be affected by this, even though you may not have took the sting. Doesn't mean that you're now exempt from the plague of the sting coming upon you, your household, or your family. Okay? Many, many, many ways of judgment here in these last days, but that also is a possibility to be affected. Even if you didn't get stung, you can be affected by this plague. So ensuring, making our election sure, and making certain we do not have that we do have the seal of God in our foreheads to evade and withstand against this incursion. All right. So let me now that we've gone through just some scriptural understanding here, and this kind of all, if you all remember this video, this sister who recently, in the month of September, found herself in a hospital bed having difficulty breathing, where the doctors have no idea what's going on with her. They can't help her. They got oxygen hooked up to her nose. This is kind of what had a great impact on going down this path we're having these recent discussions about. It says, you guys, please watch this video. What are they up to again? Stay safe. Now, I'm not going to show this video. I've already showed it. But a lot of things we can take away from this. At the end, she says, you need to get your diet together. Vegetables, fruits, water. Eat healthy. And I thought that was very profound that this sister would say that, because most people, maybe when they think of health, they're thinking about running out to the pharmacy and grabbing a pill, running to the herb store and grabbing a pill. But we must understand that health and our help is multifaceted. So at the end of this, we're going to talk about all of those things too. Okay. But what is this going on that not only is causing people to be very sick right now in these times with the unexplained phenomenon types of diseases that can't be explained, that what's happening, but also for a lot of people have been dealing with illnesses for their whole life since they were born. So this didn't just start where people just now started getting sick, right? Since out the womb, it seems like we've had allergies, health conditions, you know, different things that, you know, in our bodies, we're trying to understand why. What is this, you know, this conflict I have within my body that I can't seem to shake? And even fast forwarding up to now, it's just become more rampant. It's accelerated. It's on steroids now, but it's everything the Bible said would happen. And we just talked about this attack, this incursion and invasion of the Shadim, the demons. And when we read Revelations, it talks about the death angel, the angel of death. So the devil is here to collect souls for hell. There's a reckoning happening. And I want to start here with our information tonight, now that we've laid the groundwork of our broadcast. I want to start here with Karen Kingston. How many of you all know Karen Kingston? Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer exec. She used to work for Pfizer. Karen Kingston breaks silence. Government using hidden tech to terrorize people. Now, one thing before I go into it, as we see this nanotech, okay, parasites, biosynthetics attacking the cell. Before I go into this, I also want to bring up, we also discussed previously in our first part of withstanding the incursion of the Shadim, we talked about the similarity between parasites and demons, right? Are demons parasites? Well, when you look at a parasite, just as a demon, you look at a demon, they both need a host. Demons hunger, they thirst, but they take no food, right, or drink. But they still have a appetite that needs to be quenched, that they can only get quenched through a host. They have a destructive nature. Kill, steal, and destroy. They can only obtain this and quench this desire through a host. So they suck the life force out of a person. They cause disease, cause people to go against one another. Well, when you look at a parasite, it's the exact same attributes. All right? A parasite gets a hold of a host and sucks the life force out of a person, sucks the nutrients out of your body to where now your body is breaking down, bones breaking down, muscles breaking down, your cells are breaking down because all the stuff that your body needs to exist and to process and to grow and to sustain, the parasite is now taking that away from the body, and now your body is in a collapse. So what we're seeing, and it's safe to conclude, that the parasites that you can only see for most of them, on a microscopic level, meaning you need their science and technology to even see them, what we can conclude is that these physical parasites are a physical manifestation of the demon at work in our body. We talked about parasites. They are a part of life. And as long as your immune system is up to par, then your body can fend off the parasites and keep them at bay. But when your immune system becomes compromised, now the parasites can wreak havoc in the body, because there's no defenses to defend against them. So look at the immune system as the angels or your righteousness. When you're not in righteousness, now the demons can come in and go to work. And it doesn't mean that because you got sick that you are this evil person, because sicknesses happen, okay, even to the righteous. It's just a demonic attack. We have to understand a demonic attack. Even Job in his righteousness was sick and had plague, boils, and all kind of things happening to his body as an attack of Satan trying to get him to convert over to the dark side. Okay, so I wanted to bring that out, that we also touched on the fact that demons are parasites, and parasites are demons. They're one and the same. All right. So we're going to go into, again, how to contend. But now we're going to look at our reality, what's happening, so we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, the things he's doing. Because remember, those that have the seal of God cannot be hurt. Okay? The seal is in your forehead. What else is in our head? Our brain. What comes with our brain? Thinking, wisdom, making good choices, understanding. With all that, wisdom is the principal thing. With all they getting, get understanding. Okay? Keeping the Lord's commandment is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. So if we're not doing those things, we're not going to have the knowledge, the seal of God, to understand, to avoid things if we're not informed and watching and praying, staying educated on what's happening in our reality, we can fall victim to a lot of the things happening in our life. Now, of course, there's only so much we can do. All right? But we have to do our part. We have to make an effort to do our part. We can't just throw our hands up and say, oh, it's so much going on. I'm just going to do things without putting much effort into it. Okay? That's not how it works. All right? We don't overconsume ourselves with it, but we at least get some level of understanding and knowledge about it to be aware. And then we take what we've learned through our awareness, and now we implement it in our lives in a form of well-being. But I wanted to bring this up because this is going to start us out here tonight. Karen Kingston breaks silence. Government using hidden tech to terrorize people. All right, let me pull this up. So you have this Pentagon agent speaking about the brain is the battlefield. Okay, the brain is the battlefield. Let's hear what he has to say now about the brain. Now, let's take a look at this here real quick. Talking about the brain being a battlescape. This is the PowerPoint presentation for this particular lecture. Combat operations, novel neuroweapons, drugs and bugs. Neuro meaning the brain, the nervous system, weapons in the form of drugs and bugs, enclosed pharmaceuticals and organic neurotoxins, ultra low dose, high specify agents for use in targeting diplomatic, local culture, hearts and minds scenarios. High morbidity neuromicrobiologic agents, neuromicrobials with high neuropsychiatric symptom clusters for public panic, public health disintegrative effects. Gene-edited microbiologicals with novel morbidity, mortality profile. So reading this, does this not sound similar or bring you back to what we saw earlier with Netanyahu? Remember, he wanted to bring forth a genetic database for his whole country, and here we see gene-edited microbiologicals. Right? And these are weaponized drugs and bugs. We see pharmaceuticals. What else do we have here? Nano neuroparticulate agents, high CNS aggregation, lead carbon silicate nanofibers, network disruptors. So for some of those listening may not be able to draw a lot out from what this is saying. He's going to go into and break it down. Okay, but in a nutshell, their attack on the brain, the heart, through pharmacy, and other means outside of pharmacy. Let's hear him continue on with this lecture. So basically, as a weapon, because he said I could lace the chair of this individual with this stuff, and basically with this, it can make a person sick. It can take control of the person's mind. We're talking about mind control. Say that again. Now, how about that? Okay, you walk in with one mentality or mind state, and through their drugs, their pharmacy, their poison, their toxins, you walk out with a whole total different mind state, with their power to control the mind through this pharmaceutical weaponry, the nanotech. It just came out. I don't know when this lecture was, but at the time of this lecture, it just came out that you could aerosolize nanoparticulate matter, meaning it can be in the air. It can be sprayed. What comes to mind? Chemtrails. I'm going to deal with that here in a moment. Well, actually, I'll go ahead and bring it up. I meant to bring this out earlier. Those that remember this future strategic issues, future warfare. NASA, this NASA document, 2001. Capabilities of the enemy after next. And notice the date here, 2025 for the year. Ongoing worldwide technological revolutions. Potential nature of farther term warfare. And what they expect by 2025 is the bots, Borgs, and humans welcome you to this year. That being said about 2025, it is the beginning of what would be the next administration in the United States. January 1st, 2025, the month of January begins the next, what would begin or continue on with this next term or administration. Okay. When you come down to page 43, it also talks about micro dust weaponry, a mechanical analog to bio micron size mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol, the exact words he just used, and inhaled into the lungs. Dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. Okay, this smart dust, this nano dust, micro dust weaponry, aerosolized, executing pathological missions on the body. Wholly new class of weaponry, which is legal. Okay, then it goes into some scientific breakdowns on this. All right, let's go back here. I'm going to keep referring back to this document as well as many tonight. Let's keep going here. They can create controllable robots on the nano scale size that can be aerosolized. Nano-sized robots that can be aerosolized into the air, that's mission is to control. Cannot see, and there goes that. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, a nano swarm. They can invade and infiltrate various types of membranes, mouth, nose. What were they doing during the lockdown, COVID testing? What did we show last broadcast? The fibers on the nano, on the nose swab that the woman was showing, they were moving, what some may call more gelins or some type of biosynthetic parasite. All this technology, and though it may be different in some different scales and facets, are all working for the same purpose, to make sick and to control. can create clumping. What are we seeing right now happening with people that took the vaccine? Are we not seeing clumping, blood clots, long fibers being pulled out of people? Directly into the brain space where it can be weaponized. These can be weaponized. And so if these can be weaponized and they're going into the brain space and these are controllable robots, then does that mean that the person that now has been subjected to this, are they now become weaponized? It's a question I have. Has this person now that's become subject to this invasion, this alien invasion into their body, have they now become weaponized? Remember, that swab, Egyptian stick, had to be shoved up into the nose, up into the brain, back towards the blood-brain barrier. All right? Couldn't spit in a cup, couldn't swab in the mouth. Not that swabbing in the mouth would, you know, been any better. But they wanted to make sure they got that thing deep back up into the brain. It was the weirdest thing. And that's why when I first seen it, I said, no, it don't make any sense for a test. I've never seen a test before where they stick a swab all up in your brain. And this was their suggestion after this initially outbreak, so-called outbreak, happened, which they didn't understand themselves, but this is what their response was. They were certain that this is what they needed to do, but they weren't certain what was going on. And with such quickness. So these are the things that have to be red flags to us that stand out to us to understand that we're not doing that. It doesn't make any sense. Not doing that. And now it's starting to make sense as these things start to come out. These type of lectures and white papers and stuff we go into starts to come out. Now it makes total sense. Why my, you know, what they would call spider senses? Why the Holy Spirit had my senses tingling, and why I felt so bad in my gut about partaking in this. But let's keep on here. Their presence becomes almost impossible to detect. So when it's in the body, it's almost impossible to detect that it's even in your body. All right. So when we talk about parasites, on one hand, you have the biological parasites that are in nature. That's one parasite. And while those can be dangerous, right, we have an even more deadly type of parasite that we're now looking at now. Even more umpteenth exponent, more dangerous than the biological parasite is the synthetic parasite now, the nanotech parasite. So that's all it would take. The amount of the front of his pen could infect everyone in that room if it was aerosolized. Everybody's breathing that in, and now they're infected. This is very key in understanding what we're going to talk about tonight. Okay? And this is modern war. And the document we just pulled out here from NASA, pull it up here, 2001 was future strategic issues, future warfare, circa 2025. And, you know, you have here the person that has this PDF put up, the future is now, meaning this is what they said back then is happening now. And here we have this man, which is recent. I don't know how recent this is, but this is within the past few years at the most. So that was 2017 when that lecture was given. All right, 2 years later, now he's writing papers on this. Let's keep going. So this particular person, this former Pfizer exec who's come out and brought out all kind of information with this COVID shot, is claiming that she is a victim of such an attack that this this man, I forget the man's name, was given this lecture, this aerosolized nanotech attack. And she's now explaining what happened to her. She's going to go into details and show all what happened to her. Now, she didn't take the vaccine. So this isn't vaccine side effects that she's dealing with that she said she's still trying to recover from. Let's keep going. So first her hands and fingers started swelling up, and then she noticed swelling throughout the whole body from this attack. So she's talking about what she used to help herself feel better and recover from this. She took antihistamines, right? Because this is like the body's immune system is responding like it's an allergy, a foreign pathogen in the body that it has to get rid of. So there's an allergic inflammatory response that you must calm down, right? And then from there, now that there's inflammation in the body, now you have to deal with the inflammation that's there. So we're going to talk about natural things, natural substances that we can then have at our disposal should we deal with any of these things, or even if it's just to keep our immune system strong, should we come in contact, being that we know they're spraying chemtrails. We don't know what's in those chemtrails. Could this be in the chemtrails? So the fact that we have to breathe and we're breathing this air every day is more than enough reason for everybody to understand, regardless of what your health condition is, these are things that we must understand and look to utilize within our medicine cabinets and our health regimen. All right, let's keep going here. So she's talking about a zeolite spray, which we talked about last part one. Zeolite, which is a chelating agent or a detoxifying agent. So you have to get this stuff out the body. So therefore, she took something that would bind to this nanotech, this biosynthetic, to bind to it and to pull it out the body. So she used zeolite. All right, so we'll talk about that more later also. They can also use electromagnetic frequencies. We're going to talk about that also, the frequencies. So she was exposing a lot of the stuff during her time working at Pfizer. She'd been on a lot of documentaries. I think she was on Last Days or the End of Days. I forget what it was called, the Stu Peters production, End of Days, where she's talked about a lot of this stuff. So it would make sense that she would have a direct attack, a specific targeted attack on her. Not that we all aren't being targeted, but a more directed attack because of what she's bringing out. So this is what happened to her skin at a speaking event. After the speaking event, then she started to get sick. And what you just saw, and I'm going to go to the link where she talks about this on her website, what started happening to her after the speaking event, where she was speaking about all this stuff, speaking out against Pfizer and the vaccine. So she had to use EDTA, another chelating agent. Now, I haven't done a lot of research on EDTA. There are other more food-based chelating detoxifying agents we're going to speak about that you can use for medicine to detoxify. But I have heard a lot of people talk about EDTA to use in instances of detoxifying heavy metals and things like this out of your body. All right. So maybe in the future, get more information, we can bring that out. Okay. But just, this is what she used. And she said it was the only thing that she could find that could get this stuff out of her body. One second, family. My mouse has died. I'm going to get my charger. One second. All right, so, and she's not the only one. There are others who have claimed to have been attacked in some form or fashion. But she's able to, you know, somewhat pinpoint her attack to possibly being along the lines of what this, let me get this man's name here. James Giordano. So she was able to pinpoint and draw from this lecture that possibly there was an attack on her based upon her symptoms, based upon her receiving threatening phone calls, not to come back to the U.S., to back off, to be quiet, not talk about this stuff. And so this, you know, made sense to her that it was an attack through the aerosolized nanotech. Now, one thing I did want to mention here real quick before we continue on, and I do see some callers, 360 and 708, I see you in Blog Talk. So if you have a comment, you want to speak, press 1. I don't see your hand raised. If you press 1, that'll let me know that you want to speak, I'll bring you in. But I did want to speak to some of the comments in the chat, right? Because, you know, a lot of times we bring on people who they might, you know, we go through a lot of different people that are doctors, scientists, whoever. And, you know, they may not always believe what we believe. Scripturally, doctrinally, they may have the wrong names, right? We have to keep in mind, family. I don't think there's anybody here listening right now, unless you're probably very, very young as a child, that grew up with the Most High's name and knew his name from birth, right? I remember at one point I used to think God's name was Yahweh. Okay. I remember one point I used to think Christ's name was Jesus. So let's be mindful of that. And not look down upon somebody or talk about somebody because they may not know what we know, because we were at one point that person that didn't know. But what we can draw from this, because I don't want us to miss the points that are being made here. First of all, she's a woman of God. She believes in the Bible. She's quoting scripture. How many people do we know out there right now? We go outside into the world, step outside your front door, people that you know can say, yeah, they're quoting Bible scripture. right? It's the total contrary. People could care less about the Bible right now. So the fact that she's actually a believer in the Bible, in Christ, and may not have it all, that should be celebrated, because there's not many people out there that even have that, right? Majority of people out there in darkness right now don't believe in the Bible, don't know what to believe, right? Could care less about knowing Scripture. And then on top of that, it can sidetrack us from the actual points that are being made here, what we're trying to draw from this. It can become a distraction, right? Let's stay focused here, and let's focus on what's being brought out and not on the fact that a person has it all together, what we know doctrinally, okay? Because there's a lot here that she's saying and said. Here is her report, okay? And there's images here of her skin and what was going on after this lecture she gave, the speaking event. So she basically has it written down and goes through it in detail. She shows she was bleeding. She experienced massive bleeding on top of fatigue and brain fog. Her skin started developing blisters that turned green and white. Okay. And when she looked in her blood, she saw that within her blood was a contamination of nanotech. Here's also a video real quick of her where she also became magnetic, which she eventually was able to resolve with the EDTA IV treatment, a chelating medicine, a chelation medicine. Play it real here real quick. And we saw this with people that took the vaccine. So it would appear that this is the same technology that's in the vaccine. Now, most people that became magnetic only became magnetic where they got the vaccine shot in them, on their arm. From what I saw, it was only on the arm. I don't remember people becoming magnetic all over. But she's magnetic on her head, coin, right? So... but here's the link also to go with this. But I brought this out to show that this is happening, that this can be aerosolized, and that there's an attack on all of us when it comes to this. And I also went into the NASA future war with this smart dust, that the bots, Borgs, and humans welcome you to 2025 AD, that they were projecting in 2001 through their NASA agendas to transition mankind into being a cyborg by the year 2025. And just because you may not necessarily have all types of robotic extremities and things external that you would see that would make you think of somebody being a cyborg, doesn't mean that there's not something going on inside your body. There's a change happening on a cellular level with nanotech that would already have your body starting to change to become the cyborg, because it says bots, Borgs, and humans, meaning that there would still be people that are not going through the transitioning or to the level of what you would consider to be a cyborg. But understanding this is what they were talking about in 2001 in NASA. So now that we've seen that, I want to now go over to our next video here. Let me check the call lines, make sure that, okay, so 360 and 708, I don't see you with your hand raised, so I'm taking it you're just listening to the call, to the broadcast. I'm not going to take calls, but if you have a comment or question, press one. I'll bring you in. So this next video we're going to watch, Nanotech Plandemic by Hope in Taiwan. And for those of you that remember, we did a live stream at the beginning of the year, Davos 2023 and Mankind Becoming Human Antennas. We talked about the frequencies, how they're changing the body to now be able to receive like an antenna, the frequency that's coming through like your 5G, your Wi-Fi devices, your smart devices. And we showed a video from this couple here, Hope and Taiwan. Now, this is part two of what they had put out, a series of the nanotech pandemic. I believe a lot of this stuff was in the first one we watched. So I went ahead with the part two because it looks like it's newer, updated material. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video. We're going to go through and break some of this stuff down on what they're saying is happening right now with this technology and the frequencies and how they're using this for the next pandemic. Image is a very good depiction of what we can get an idea of the synthetic parasite and the spike protein and what it's doing to the cell. Okay. So it's just a depiction, but the spike protein, which we're going to talk about later, actually sticks to the cell. All right. It's a glycoprotein that sticks to the cell and forms a symbiotic relationship with the cell to where it pretty much is on the cell and it's not going to leave the cell until the cell dies. And it's a parasite on the cell. So it basically sucks the life out of the cell until the cell dies. And then it moves on to the next cell. All right. So this is kind of giving you the idea of what they would call COVID-19, but it's actually a spike protein that they've created synthetically, a nanotech through the nanotech to attack our cells, to bring forth sickness, disease, death, and even control, to be able to control and track through this this synthetic parasite, this nanotech, this biotech here. All right, let's keep going. So here we see the mind control once again, and they're about to go into the experiment that they had on the U.S. military, men, women, and children prior to the lockdown. Right before the lockdown, they ran this experiment to get ready for unleashing this on all the world, but they had to first run it on the military as a test. Stop for a moment. 25 years of transhumanism. Now, when we looked at the NASA document earlier, that was almost 25 years ago. Okay, so what we must understand is this isn't something that just happened overnight. This has been a process that they've been doing for decades now to transition us into the transhumanism. All right, so just we're at a place now where it's becoming more prevalent in understanding. We're discovering their plan, and they've just ramped it up to even a higher degree now as the technology increases, as the accessibility increases, the effectiveness of them bringing forth this plan increases. Okay. Particular researcher, the scientist, has been researching how they've been sabotaging intentionally through toxicity our environment, toxically sabotaging our environment, talking about the chemtrails, the geoengineering, okay, on and on and on. It's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the water. So what we're going to come to find out is that at some capacity, we're all dealing with this stuff. Some maybe more than others. So it's important that we understand this, because if we don't understand this, then we'll take no action against it. We won't take the measures of making sure we're eating the right way, that we're detoxifying the right way to get this stuff out. Putting the right things in our body is going to break this stuff down so it can be detoxified out. And what's important, family, is that we must understand bacteria. All right, you have good bacteria and you have bad bacteria. So at the center of all this, you can always come back to the bacterial part of understanding. All right, we're going to talk more about the bacteria later. GMO, genetically modified organism, okay, this bacteria, and it can reside in the blood and tissues in the body. What else? Has both parasitic and symbiotic qualities. So there's your parasite, but it's synthetic. Parasites in nature, and they've come up with a synthetic parasite that they can now utilize to their liking to do whatever they need for it to do in the body. Okay, it can take on four different forms. We saw the Hydra, the actual creature that's supposed to be immortal, the immortal parasite that you cannot kill. It just, whenever you break it up, it just grows into more Hydras. And this is what they also have said to have found in the vaccine. Dr. Carrie Madej found this in the vaccine. There goes that mind control again. Just what that professor spoke about earlier, through the aerosolization of the nanotech, we can then bring forth the mind control, and they're doing it through the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency, to self-assemble the synthetic parasite to then go in the body to control the mind. So what they're saying is that this stuff is in everybody in some capacity, maybe some more than others, okay? Through the geoengineering and bioengineering of our environment, okay, it then gets in the body. And then it can bioaccumulate in the body. And so what happens is as you start to build more of this stuff up in your body, that's whenever now your body starts to break down. You get sick. Your immune system can't defend against it. So those are people that are very toxic with this, okay? Now, enter in 2020, they had to find a way to get this stuff on a higher level in people's bodies. So here comes the vaccine, because these other ways aren't working fast enough. The chemtrails, the water, the food. All right, it's not working to the level that they needed to work to, so they had to come up with the pandemic psychologically to get people to believe in it, to then go out and get the vaccine so they could now get the bioweapon inside people on a higher dose, higher level, and then those people become walking spreaders of these parasites, to then shed and bring it more into people they come in contact with. So it's really the bioaccumulation. So that's the importance of the detox. That's the importance of eating healthy, so that we're constantly flushing this stuff out the body. As it starts to, the load of it starts to build up, we can flush it out consistently through our diet, right? We'll talk more about that at the end. We just kind of wanted to summarize what they're talking about here. See that? So we have organs, our lungs, liver, kidneys, intestines. All these are filter systems. So as we ingest poisons, the body has a way through these organs to filter them out. But what happens is when you use a syringe, you bypass the organs and you inject it directly into the blood, which then can go directly to the brain. Same with the swab, okay? They shove it and cram it all the way into the back of your brain so they can get whatever it is on that swab in your brain, okay? This is what they're doing. So that's the whole point. Whenever you have something evasive happen to your body, all right, you're now giving your body direct access to whatever now is coming in through whatever the medium of delivery that's being used on your body. Okay, so that's the reason why for most of us, we're walking around, we may have some traces of the stuff in us from the air, the water, the food, but our body is trying to get rid of it at the same time or getting rid of it. So it may take a long time for it to really build up with it happening in that fashion. Well, introduce COVID-19 vaccine. And now you got 70% of the population with a high amount of this self-replicating biosynthetic parasite that can be shed on others. Now, I want you all to highlight, it says HIV proteins have been put into COVID injections to disarm the immune system. So a lot to take from that, but one thing I want to highlight is the word here, protein. Okay, these are proteins. Very, very key in understanding this. So now when it comes to detoxification and getting this stuff out of the body, we know how to attack it to get it out. Okay, but understand that these things were put into the body to hijack, to disarm the immune system. So now these synthetic parasites can come in and go to work. They're looked at as not a threat now because the immune system has been tamed and is looking at them as not anything bad, even to the point to where now the body will look to now start to helping them to reproduce. So all the clotting you're seeing happening in people, a clot is a protein. Okay, these are proteins, the inflammation in the body. This is a protein. Okay. Pages of toxic ingredients found in COVID shots. And you notice whenever they give us the insert for the vaccines, it's blank. Nothing's on it. Okay, which is a serious slap in the face. If this has 99 pages of toxic ingredients, how do you give us a blank page of ingredients inside the batches that come for this shot? Meaning there's all kind of stuff in this shot. It's not just one thing. It's all kind of stuff in this. All right. And for a lot of these doctors and scientists, you know, they're just trying to figure it out because we haven't been given the ingredients. So figuring this thing out, figuring out what effect this has on the people that took it, the people that are exposed to people that took it, right? It comes with time. This is something never before seen, this technology being used with these particular type of injections. So these doctors are putting their heads together trying to figure out how do we now combat this, and especially when we don't know fully exactly what all is in this shot and what we're fighting against, okay? So that's what has to be understood in all this, is this is a serious learning process and combating the biowarfare that's happening right now in this post-COVID pandemic timer. And you notice how COVID-19 has pretty much just disappeared off the face of the earth. It's not even really ever talked about anymore in the media, in conversations with people you know. It's like it never happened. You remember when it was so much stress about 6 feet apart, wear your mask? You notice how that really is not even spoken about anymore? Because no sooner than they give everybody the shot, they did away with the 6 feet because now they need people to get around each other. Right? It doesn't benefit them to now have people get injected to send them out in the world only to be isolated from everyone else. No, there's 30% of the population that hasn't been vaccinated. We need them to get a dose of this stuff too. Let's dismiss the 6 feet rule. Let's dismiss all the cleanliness and sanitation and making sure that the sanitizer and the hands are clean. Because they need this stuff now to manifest. They need to manifest the demons now. Let's keep going. So this particular couple, they have a website, and we've shown it before, where they have products. They're stones. I think the stone is called Organite, but they have different stones, bracelets, necklaces, pendants with these particular stones on them. So you can look into that. But they're basically for like EMF frequency defense, defense against nanotech and stuff like that, because of the, you know, these stones actually put a frequency out themselves. They are natural stones found in the earth. You know, you can look into that. It's on their website, but I haven't used them. I don't know anything about them. So, but that's what they're going into now, talking about how these products can actually help the body when it comes to this stuff. Someone asked a question real quick I wanted to speak to. Can we trust the products that they have? If you go to their website, they give a full breakdown of all the details. Like I said, I have not looked into it. I can't speak on it. What I can say is that you have, for instance, Faraday bags. You have different technology out there that is for shielding of frequency. So having a rock that you can go dig out the ground is no different than the Faraday material that they're using. They're using a rock or some type of mineral or material out of the earth to create the Faraday bag that you use, or the EMF shielding that you use. It's coming from someplace, not something that they just created in the laboratory. These are actual rocks and metals that are used as a shield. Okay, so this is research that people have to do. I haven't done the research on that. You would have to do the research to determine when it comes to using these types of products, Faraday bags and all that. The church, we sell Faraday bags. All right. So do the research, look into it. Other people sell these products. They're not the only people that sell this stuff. EMF shielding, all this stuff. They have people that can come out to your home, put EMF shielding in your house to bring the Wi-Fi frequency down, the 5G frequencies down. All right. So that's as much as I can say about it, because I haven't looked into it to that degree. Okay. But if, you know, hey, maybe brothers and sisters can do a lot of research in it and they can bring the information and show the information on it. So we can have it and then we can see it and share with others. All right. So I just wanted to address that real quick because I saw that in the chat. So there was a hidden experiment on 44,000 U.S. military service members and their families. They then took this hidden experiment to then emergency authorize the shot so that it could be distributed for those people in America. Right? This is a hidden experiment that they discovered. That they, because remember, you're in the military. A lot of times they're giving you all type of shots and injections. You actually have a military lawyer. I forget his name at the current moment, but he's dealt with a lot of these cases where people have had the damage from taking, you know, shots, and more notably the COVID-19 shot in recent time. Okay, but this is just, they're just going over this hidden experiment on the U.S. military that was done. So when they did this experiment, there was a white paper, confidential of course, that showed that this shot, the COVID shot, before it was emergency authorized, caused almost 1,300 diseases, 1,291 diseases by this shot. All right. Doesn't mean it didn't cause more than that, but that's just what they, at the time, discovered. Todd Callender, he is the military lawyer or attorney. So he's the one that's been working with all of these military damaged victims from a lot of these instances, experimenting and everything else, these more recent COVID shots, working with them to find this information out. And so then you have to ask yourself, of almost 1,300 diseases, are any of these contagious? Are any of these 1,300 diseases contagious and can be spread to someone else? Information was going from a cell phone to a company in Israel. What did we hear at the beginning of this broadcast? Netanyahu is keeping a database of all his citizens, 98% that took the vaccine, as well as gathering genetic data. And now we're hearing and seeing that these people that were in this military experiment, the data was being sent from their cell phones to a data management company in Israel. So it's not just Israel keeping track of their own citizens. They're also being sent data from other people that aren't Israeli citizens. Now, I didn't even, you know that. This is something I'm just now seeing, watching this here now with you all now. So again, it's how the spirit works, connecting the dots real time. So this Israeli company laundered the data, erased all of the adverse reactions. So while Benjamin Netanyahu is talking about he's monitoring, his country is monitoring his citizens for Pfizer, this database. So what they're doing is they're hiding this information and forging documents, marking this stuff out, and then faking a report and giving it to the authorizer, like the FDA, and saying, oh, yeah, this is safe to take. Go ahead and have them take this stuff. This is coming out of Israel and some of these other places. But Israel said that they're the Pfizer lab, the hub for Pfizer in this. They're the forerunner in all this, so that they can control what is known is happening here. Little Satan, and the U.S. is the great Satan. Hey, Israel might be, hey, we are one and the same. They're just a smaller size Satan. They may not be as big, but Satan nonetheless.